Well, hello, Refuge Church. It's really good to be here with you again and to do another devotional in 1 John chapter 1. And so last week we did verses 1 through 4, which stood really as a great reminder that looking to Christ is what completes our joy, and that through our relationship with Christ we have fellowship with one another, but also with God the Father. If you remember, I read a quote from John Owens in his book, The Glory of Christ, where he talked about, for the Christian, our hearts or our souls will always be unsettled. They'll always be restless until we look to Christ and behold His glory. In the same way that a magnetized needle is restless until it points north. And so we saw that we find our joy. We find the completeness of our joy in beholding Christ and His glory, and that through our relationship with Christ, we have fellowship with one another as brothers and sisters in Christ, and also with God the Father. And today we're going to be looking at verses 5 through 10, where we see that being a Christian, those of us that have been given the right to be children of God, as John 1:12 says, we talked about that this past Sunday as I preached through verses 6 through 13 in the Gospel of John. Those of us that are in Christ Jesus, we are called to walk in the light. We'll see that Christians are to walk in the light, and that as a result of what Christ has done, we can have fellowship with God by walking in the light. We can be reconciled to God, not a result of our works, but rather because of what Christ has done. Because of what Christ has done, God is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Also within these five verses, we're going to see essentially what a counterfeit Christian looks like. And so let's go ahead and start by looking at verse 5 in 1 John. But real quick, before we do that, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just come to you this during this time of the day, and we ask that you would please speak to us through your word. Lord, I pray that by your grace, and by your grace alone, that you would use this short time in your word, this little devotional, to encourage us all, to edify us, and to make us more like Christ. Please give us understanding and wisdom during this time. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. And so I want to read for us 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 10. It says, John says, "This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we're deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us." Now, honestly, I would really love to preach a sermon on this passage of scripture because there's really so much that's in here. But what I want to do today is just give us some basic things that we can take away from this passage and then kind of camp out for a second on one of the most encouraging parts of this passage, which is verse 9. But look with me first at verse 5. John writes, he says, "This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all." And so John says that the message that we have heard from Christ, him is referring to Christ, that message that we announce to you is that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Now, if you remember the past two Sundays, we've been talking about the reality that God is light. John talks about this explicitly in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 18. In the Gospel of John, John chapter 1, verse 4 says, "In him was life, and the light in the life was the light of men." John chapter 1, verse 5 says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overpower it." John chapter 1, verse 9 says, There was the true light which coming into the world enlightens every man. And then even later in the Gospel of John, in chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. And so part of what John is telling us here in his first letter is that Christ is life, that in Christ is life. John chapter 1, verse 4, back to his Gospel, John equates life with light when he said, in him was life. And the life was the light of men. In Christ, we have life. This should bring to mind a few passages of Scripture, right? The first one that comes to my mind is John 17, verse 3, which says, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Even Romans chapter 8, verse 6 comes to my mind, which says, for the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. And so, in Christ, John tells us, is only light. God is light, and in him there is no darkness. There is no death, but rather we find life in Christ. And those of us that are in Christ, those of us that are children of God, we are to walk in the light. Like Psalm 110 says in verse 105, it says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And so in Christ, we walk in the light. We walk according to God's will. We walk according to what his word says. We don't walk in the darkness, which leads to death. And again, this is only possible by the work of God in our lives that gave us a new heart. Because we've been born again, we walk in the light. Again, the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. And that's really what John is getting at in this letter, specifically in verses 7 and 9. Verse 7 and 9 can be viewed as the verses that primarily, in a sense, should minister to the heart of the Christian. Verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so for those of us that have placed our faith in Christ, we have confessed our sins, and as a result of being given a new heart and because of the work of Christ on the cross, God is faithful and righteous. He is just to forgive us of all of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And because of that, we can see verse 7 and know that we are now able to walk in the light by God's grace and by his grace alone. We are only able to walk in this light because of the work of God in our lives, because God has forgiven us of our sins and cleansed us from all unrighteousness. We are able to walk in the light, as verse 7 says, and have fellowship with God because the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And so we've seen that verse 5 tells us that God is light. And then verses 7 and 9 show us that as a result of God's work in the life of a believer, he or she is called to walk in the light. Christians are called to walk according to the Word of God and walk according to the Spirit. But then verses 6, 8, and 10 shows us the non-Christian. These verses really even show us what a counterfeit Christian looks like. And most of us know exactly what I mean when I say counterfeit Christian. We've all met people in our lives, I'm sure, that have said, you know, yeah, I'm a Christian, but you look at their life over a long period of time and you kind of start to wonder. And so John gives us some insight so that we can know first whether or not we are really in Christ, whether or not we are walking in the light. And then, I believe, in a way, to have wisdom when we encounter those kind of people that say they are Christians, but they don't really seem to be. And so, look with me at verses 6, 8, and 10. Verse 6 says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. And so ask yourself, do you walk in the light? Do you walk in the darkness? And what I mean by this are you bound to the darkness? Do you feel like you are constrained to walk in darkness and practice sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these, as Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 and 20 tell us? Or is your mind set on the Spirit, which leads to life and peace? Would you say that you are more inclined to walk according to the fruits of the Spirit by the working of Christ in your life, which are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control? See, John says straightforward, if we say that we have fellowship with God and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. Verse 8, he says, if we say that we have no sin, we're deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. And so here's something for us all to understand. We are all sinners. And to say that we don't sin is to make God a liar, and His word is definitely not in us. Verse 10 tells us that it says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. And so we have all sinned. Even those of us that are children of God, though we walk in the light, we still sin. The question here is not whether or not people are sinful or not. We know that we've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God according to Romans 3:23. But rather the question is, are you living a life that is constantly marked by God's work? Are you living a life that is constantly marked by the work of God, by truth and the light of Christ? In verse 6, we see that in the person that's being described in verse 6, there is no light. That person is in the darkness. And in verse 8, we see that the person being described, that there is no truth. And in verse 10, we see in that person that's being described that the word is not in him or her. And so, are you walking in the light? Are you walking in the darkness? You have to ask yourself, which of these are you in? Which camp do you fall in? Are you walking in the light or are you walking in the darkness? Walking in the darkness is full of falsehood, and it's guided by your own will rather than God's will. These are really the evident signs as to whether or not someone is in Christ Jesus or not. These things they don't give us fellowship with God, but they're the fruits of the work that God has done in an individual. Our fellowship with God comes from the reality that the blood of Jesus, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. It doesn't come from our works. It doesn't come from our good deeds. It comes from that reality, that Jesus Christ, His death on the cross, cleanses us from all sins. And so, Refuge Church, find rest in that today, that because of Jesus Christ and His work on the cross, because of His perfect life lived, because of His work on the cross, and because He rose again from the grave, God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And if you know someone walking in the darkness, then take this news to them. Go and tell them that God is light and that He came to His own, and share the gospel with them so that the light of Christ can enlighten them and then call them to repentance and to place their faith in Christ so that they too can have fellowship with God the Father and be welcomed into the family of God. And so, church, I really hope that just this short time in God's Word encourages you today and helps you to have a greater understanding of who Christ is. And as a result, that it encourages you and edifies you to walk in the light and to examine yourself and then to take the gospel to those in the community, to take the gospel to your family, those that you know that are currently walking in the darkness. Take to them the message that God is light. Herald the message, testify to the reality that God is light.